Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. It's Halloween and all over town people are putting out pumpkins, and why not? It's the perfect season for them. Now, although jack-o'-lanterns don't make for very good eating, a lot of others do. So, Chef Jerry Pellegrino, what can we do with these amazing vegetables?
Oh, all sorts of things. You got to remember, they're just squash. They just happen to be orange, but they're a squash. So, you know, you have to start to think of them as such. And I think that, you know, the big Halloween pumpkin, it's just the tip of the iceberg. There are literally hundreds of varieties around the world. And, you know, they're all edible to one extent or another.
Well, I know in Maryland, the Native Americans raised pumpkins as a staple alongside all the other squashes. They found them to be good eating. But what are some of the best varieties for cooking?
Well, you know, if you're thinking about eating your jack-o'-lantern, I'd probably say no. I mean, after you carve it up, it's just a mess, and it's going to be a little weird to eat. But at the top of my list would be the Cinderella pumpkin.
Yeah.
It's a big orange and green pumpkin. It's sort of flattened out. And if you imagine it with wheels on it, it looks just like Cinderella's carriage.
Yeah, that's the one that I love to make, pumpkin pie. They're huge, aren't they?
Yeah, very high in sugar, great texture. I've used some other those. There's the Sugar Baby, mm-hmm. which is great, and Sugar Pie pumpkins. And then there's that crazy thing, the Hubbard squash.
Yeah.
Which is a little daunting, kind of large, and almost blue.
Right.
but it is delicious. And then there's this Long Island cheese pumpkin. It sort of looks like a wheel of cheese.
Yeah.
But it's sweet and nutty flavor. It's great for cooking. But there's many others.
Oh, yeah. Well, that cheese pumpkin, by the way, does not taste like cheese.
But, no.
You know, I'll just mention this. People in Baltimore who go to the Waverly Market on Saturdays can visit farmer Billy Calk, who grows a wide assortment of pumpkins this time of year. And I tell you, it's an education.
Oh, he's great. It's a great resource.
Yeah. Well, Jerry, how do we work with pumpkins? What do we do when we get at home?
Yeah, I think the best thing to do is just cut them into pieces, you know, scrape out the seeds and that fibrous membrane, which you could put aside and roast if you mm-hmm. want to do pumpkin seeds. But roast them in the oven, skin side up. You know, they'll just soften up. Again, just like you're going to do any winter squash.
Mm-hmm.
And once they're cooled, you can scrape out the flesh. A lot of them, though, might be a little watery. So you might want to take that flesh in a clean tea towel and squeeze out some of the liquid.
Yeah. And you're ready to go to make a puree, which I understand is a critical thing.
I mean, it's a lot of pumpkin recipes start with that. Mm-hmm. And it's super easy. I mean, you just put your pumpkin in the food processor, blitz it for 3 or 4 minutes until it's really smooth, and you're ready to go.
Let's look at some of the things we could do with that puree.
I mean, pumpkin pie, right?
Yep.
That's obvious.
Yep.
Just take that puree with some eggs and some sugar and some spices. And by the way, the pre-mixed pumpkin pie spice is perfect.
Yes.
There's no need to have 6 jars of all sorts of things. You can just use that. And it's really easy. Just fill up a shell and bake.
How about pumpkin bread?
Of course. I mean, this time you're going to, besides the puree and eggs, a little bit of orange juice, which is kind of fun,
mm-hmm.
vegetable oil, spices, brown sugar, and then you're going to use flour and a little bit of baking powder into a bread pan and bake it. It's perfect.
It is. We're going to put these ideas on the website. You can try them out. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR.